Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the 10 bucks a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode.
Pray for the best, my brother.
Are we late?
You're late.
Are we late?
Are we an hour and a half late?
Me and House Phone was in a chat. They was like revolting.
That's good.
They were also in my DMs going bananas.
They was calling you the hard R.
Oh, no.
It's all your fault.
That's just part of being on the internet, though, right?
No. It's not. It is not a part of being on the internet. It should not be a part of being on the internet.
So I agree. It should not be.
But it is. It is.
I mean, the flies are so... Yuri, can you get the fucking fly swatter or something? Because this is OD. Like, what the fuck is happening to this place?
Yeah, it like landed on your face like three times.
I just also really want to apologize because...
Like, this nigga stressed out.
I have to say it, but we lost a chunk of the fucking interview I just did, which is like heartbreaking.
But are you sure that happened?
I mean, they just told me that it happened. They just showed me that it's separated into two files. So it's like, what is going to be the chunk that wasn't accounted for? I don't know, but what the fuck?
Shout out to Humbag Chunk.
Why would that have anything to do with her?
Because you said chunk.
Oh.
I was like, what?
Did you like that you were at least trying to make that comment related to something. That wasn't even anything. I just grabbed a piece of fucking air.
He did a pretty good job on that one. I can't even lie to you.
But also, I mean, you're referencing an artist that almost nobody watching this knows who it is.
They should know. It has like
everybody views.
Just
does not have 5 million.
You
want to
bet?
That shit got a game.
You have to be a pretty hardcore No Jumper fan to know about Humpback.
That shit is viral. Are you joking?
You're assuming that motherfuckers watch the whole.
That shit went viral on the fucking Instagram, bro. Back. A lot of people seen that,
but not on ours.
No, bro.
No, nigga, just in general.
No, that shit went viral. Oh, no, you're right.
It's not that big.
700,000.
Still.
I mean, but like, I said 5 million.
And it definitely wasn't that much. Like, when we were watching, I remember it being like 300K.
Yeah.
When we first found it.
I don't even remember it being that much. I thought it was like way lower than that.
Thought it was two.
You and your bitchy moods.
For the record, I was interviewing Ali Lottie, Juice WRLD's ex, which is, I just could not end that interview early.
Can't say ex.
Well, his girl.
Yeah. You know?
But 2 hours, it was pretty good. But I'm feeling like there's probably at least like 5-10 minutes that they fucking lost.
That's a little better.
We need a second recording, so that at least we won't have that happen in the future.
Well, at least it's only 5 minutes. You said.
Well, I don't know. That's my.
Oh shit!
It's longer.
No, it's 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute?
That's
why would it be 1 minute?
So it basically just stopped recording, then started back again.
We don't know why. I choose.
And
to
you guys are gonna like.
Honestly,
conjoin it together.
Yuri was just hanging out with us the whole time back there while we were waiting on you. Not doing anything, not moderating anything.
He's in the chat too.
Not editing anything.
Hey, make me a fucking mod like you said. Please.
Yeah, he lied to AD.
He said, you're not a mod. I was like, no, what is a mod?
Do you really trust him with mod privileges?
Yeah, trust me.
He's going to turn the chat into a gang function.
They already turned to a gang function.
Honestly. I didn't even know I was a mod. I was like on my regular YouTube, just like typing comments, and my shit was blue with a little rich.
I don't think the Adam22 account is a mod. So when I'm when I'm like watching at the end of the day, Wednesday at 6 p.m. on time, unlike this one, I sometimes will want to block somebody, and I'll have to fucking go log.
I could block people.
That's what modding's all about.
Don't fucking tell me that. I'll be blocking.
I want to be a mod. I want to block House Phone.
You can't block another mod. I don't think.
Baller blocker.
Can you block another mod?
No.
Exactly, nigga.
Well, if you're like. The king mod, you could.
How do I become the king mod? Oh, you have to be the owner of the YouTube?
Probably, yeah. Yuri probably has that power.
Why?
Does Yuri have the power to destroy the YouTube channel?
I mean, you guys didn't think about that, yes. Huh? but then I will destroy his head with a bat.
Yeah.
Why are we going in on Yuri?
I mean, but just because sometimes you got to just refresh, you know, we got to put him in his place sometimes. You know?
Yeah. I have been having a long day. So, like, you know, I think picking on Yuri is kind of like the perfect
it's
thing
kinda like,
to sort of bring me
like,
back to center.
It's like squeezing a stress ball, you know?
Yes, but it's Yuri's head.
Boss. Or his testicles.
Can I tell you guys about the most baller experience that I had this morning?
This morning.
So my business manager, okay, the other day, well, let's take it back a little bit more. I got COVID, elephant in the room.
Yeah. All right, wait.
I tested negative on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
What, was it a weird at-home Santee Alley test?
It was not. How was it at home and Santee Alley?
Well, you bought the test from Santee Alley from like a sketchy like.
No, I had an Asian woman market. Come to my home and test me and Lena.
Prostate test?
No. Yeah, okay. That's not how they test for COVID. She put a fucking.
I couldn't do that.
But when I found out, okay, think about how crazy this is. I was going to, so my car had a dent in it for like
finally
2 years. AD gives me a guy that could fix the dent for me. So I bring, I'm supposed to bring the car into him. And AD also gives me a homie who I can rent a fucking whip off of because he has all these connections.
I don't got headphones, by the way.
All these people in the underworld that AD's connected to.
Yeah.
And so the day that I'm supposed to bring my car to drop it off to get the dent fixed, I basically get COVID. And that same day, I'm supposed to go rent this Lamborghini.
Oh, that's what you were going to rent the whole time?
Because I'm like, I got to rent a car. I'm not going to just rent a boring-ass regular car. Appreciate you. Bye, Allie. I'm not going to just rent a fucking regular car. I figured, why not rent a Lambo for the week? And then I can make a YouTube video talking about what it was like driving a Lambo for a week. Because, you know, I don't know. Probably a lot of people would like to hear me get my thoughts on that, I thought.
Especially because you like aren't that type of guy that even cares about that type of shit.
I know, and I was getting the hookup price for it. And
what's the hookup price?
I forget. It might have been like $800 a day or
something.
That's
not bad at all for a Lambo?
But still, I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm like eight times seven? What the fuck?
Nah, but bro, look.
That's too much.
Bro, I think Hesh paid like $800 or $900 for the G-Wagon every day in Vegas for like a week.
I don't know what any cars. Bye, Gina. Appreciate you. Go check out Gina Views hosting the No Jumper Instagram story.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anyway, I have no idea what any car costs because every time I've ever had to rent a car in my life,
it was like a Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah, it's $50 a day. It's whatever the fuck the cheapest thing is.
Like $100 a week
at the car rental place.
Yeah.
So even the $800, I'm like, Jesus, am I really doing this? This is for insane.
Yeah, but like, you're going to make the money back from the YouTube video.
The YouTube video came about because I was like, I have to be able to make money off of renting this Lambo for some reason, right?
I thought you already had that planned
out. No, that came about when I realized, like, holy shit, I'm going to spend $5,000 to rent this shit for a week. That's so stupid.
Yeah, but then.
But then I get COVID.
Put the stop to all that.
I was vaccinated. I'm not supposed to get COVID.
Well, they said that that's a possibility.
They did, but I wasn't thinking about that.
You're still standing.
And also, barely. The the thing that was fucked up was that when I got sick, I like didn't even, COVID did not cross my mind.
You're like, that's the last thing.
The word coronavirus did not even enter into my brain. I'm thinking, oh, I'm sick. I never get sick, but here I am. I'm sick. Now when I look back at it, I'm like, you fucking idiot. Of course you had COVID. You fucking were sweating like crazy at night. You were fucking, you know, had this sort of weird body soreness. Like, all the symptoms kind of matched up. But I didn't lose my sense of taste. And I already, now I'm kind of just now getting back to the point where my cardio and my strength feels like it's, like, all the way better, which is nice.
Fire.
But anyway.
I don't know how I've. I don't
the
know
universe.
How I don't know.
The universe was telling me, bro.
Don't spend that money on
but
that.
But you know what else the universe told me? Rock some Fashion Nova. That's where I got these pants. Boom.
That was a good one. I can't hold you. Sometimes you're a master at that. Sometimes.
I was wearing shorts today, and I didn't like it. I didn't like having my fucking ugly-ass legs exposed. So I was like, you know what? With the help of Fashion Nova, I'm going to get some goddamn pants. Yes.
Wow.
Why do you think they're ugly, though?
Will you shave them?
No.
No, okay.
With the Manscaped?
Not today. Shout out to Fashion Nova for keeping my lower body looking great. But yeah, man. I feel like the universe has been talking to me a little bit lately. Like, the universe kind of like told me, like, hey, you don't need the Lambo. We're going to just give you COVID. Meanwhile, my friend.
Yes.
Lately, I've been talking about, like, oh, I want to go out. I want to start partying. I want to go fucking AD. We're going to go drink.
Take
the universe
shots.
informed me.
Said no.
The universe said no. AD, hit us with the tale. Tell us the story.
So I found out Adam had COVID. So before I start this off.
You're going to lose a lot of fans right here.
No, I'm not.
You're not the same person to them anymore.
Super the same person. So let me go back, right? I get on a fucking scale about a month and a half, 2 months ago. I notice, I'm like, man, I'm bigger than I've ever been in my life.
I've been feeling that a lot lately,
bro,
too.
Bro, yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. So I started this new diet. And as I'm doing this new diet, I kind of like cut 75% of the calorie intake that I've been used to eating on the regular and stuff like that. So I literally was like, okay, I started feeling like weird, like a little bit, like not myself and shit like that. And I was like, you know what? It's just a diet. Then I found out Adam get COVID, and I'm like, fuck.
And?
What?
Wiz Khalifa.
No, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him how this is. Yeah, God damn. I'm going to tell my story.
I just want to make it clear. It's not just me passing this disease
around.
Adam
had got COVID.
They left us that whole bag of weed?
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's pretty sick.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Toss me a fucking
shout out
thing
to her.
Those are pretty cool. Oh, wait, what? She got a whole kit?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I want to see the... Just give me some Lottie Biscotti, man.
Bring the whole
ashtray.
Nigga, just bring the whole bag.
Okay.
I know, but I'm saying it looks
like a pound of weed.
We want to examine it, you know?
Oh, I'm lit. Look at me and my fucking cool Lottie Biscotti ashtray.
So I'm losing weight. And I'm like, okay, I'm losing weight. Shit's going good. And then, nigga, I find out Adam gets it. And then somebody else I know got it. Actually, two people I know got it. And I was around them both. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, it's kind of bad. Then I fucking go out with this nigga Wiz. Me and Wiz go to the fucking club.
Oh, when he was pouring the bottle down your throat.
Pause,
right?
Bro.
Took that off your story, huh?
Yeah. We went out. I did.
You did not want to ride the boat.
I screen recorded it so fast.
Nigga, we went out, and then I think the day, 2 days afterwards, he was like, yeah, you need to go get tested. He was like, he was around some people that got this shit. So I'm thinking, maybe I'm feeling weird because I got COVID and I'm probably just giving it to everybody and shit like that. Mm. So I go, God, these fucking flies.
I know, man. What the fuck?
I go to...
they're feasting on Adam's white skin.
I go to get a COVID test, right? Mm-hmm. And while I'm getting the COVID test, the motherfucking nurse, you know, she had to take my blood pressure. So she took my blood pressure. She was like, this ain't right. And I was like, what you mean this ain't right? And then she was like, no, this can't be right. And then she did it again. Then she was like, this can't be right. And I was like, what the fuck you mean?
Yeah, now, like, what's going on?
Now I'm getting scared. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? And she was like, nah, it's just a fucking glitch or something. So she said, I got to recalibrate the blood pressure machine. So then she redo it. And then she's like, hey. And she tells the doctor, like, man, look at this blood pressure and shit.
You dumped that in the sink. And
nigga, the doctor said, he was like, bro, he was like, you're 10 points away from like stroke levels of your blood pressure. And I was like, what? Like, you feel me? He was like, have you been having like any like vision changes and stuff? And I was like, yeah. He was like, do you drink alcohol?
Your vision getting worse?
No, it's getting better now.
Oh, but yeah, it was getting worse at that time?
Yeah, bro. It was like, it was literally like, it was like dim, right? Like, it was like,
wow.
So it was like, it was affecting my driving too. But I'm thinking it's the fucking the diet that I'm doing because I'm losing weight and shit.
Yeah.
And then he was like, do you drink alcohol? And I was like, yes. He was like, you need to stop immediately. He was like, you have to get on blood pressure medication. And he fucking prescribed that shit to me. And then I was like, fuck. And I started like looking up like the symptoms and shit. Mm-hmm. And that was like shit, the vision changes and all that. My shit was like 185 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Was supposed to be normally.
Normal was like 120 or something like that. Damn. But basically, it was from the fucking alcohol and shit like that. So, nigga, I was like, whoa. Nigga, immediately, bro, a nigga just kicked in the gear, bro. Stopped cold turkey alcohol. Nigga, I've been eating nothing but fruits and vegetables. Nigga, lots of fucking water. Nigga, I'm losing weight, nigga. I'm doing everything healthy. No sugar, no bread, whatever. So, nigga, I've been losing a lot of fucking weight. I lost like 23 pounds.
I was reading the comments on the news, and a lot of the comments were saying Adam is fat now and AD is skinny now. And it made me really pissed.
Oh,
like,
get
I need
used to
get
it.
In shape.
Get
God
used to
damn it.
It.
Yeah.
And it, you know, the thing too, the diet was good too, because the diet showed me that you don't have to over consume a lot of shit. You get what I'm saying?
That's all I do, bro. I overindulge.
Yeah, so we know. I look at the food now as like fueling and shit like that. So I like literally I've been eating nothing but fruits and vegetables, really, and salmon for like the last week and a half, bro. But it's been making me feel good. My shit, my pressure went down, nigga, like 30 fucking so
now
levels.
Really?
Now hell it's back to normal now, basically.
Bro, I've been doing a lot of fucking like beets and, you know, just doing my research on this shit, doing a lot of beets and fucking garlic and, you feel me? And yeah, sea moss too. That shit helps too.
Hey, yeah, you got to take that sea moss shot a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You drink it in a smoothie.
Shots, all
I
that
go
shit.
To the ocean and I just scrape moss off the rocks.
Nah, bro, that shit really works. So my shit been going down a lot. So yeah, I'm trying to get out. I know in the next month or two I'll be off the medicine.
But was it tough this weekend in particular? Because I noticed that you had sort of like the ghost story where I didn't think you were dead, but I didn't think you were doing great because there was nothing on the story of you doing anything. It was just like,
I'll
repost
rare.
A fan here and there, like repost something somebody said about me, but I'm not really like actually living my life. I'm like, man, is this guy just laying in bed with a fucking hot thermometer on his fucking forehead or something?
You want to know what it did? It kind of made me so like, and I talked to my, shout out to my dad, because my dad would help me through the shit, but I kind of figured out like alcohol was like a gateway for me. You get what I'm saying? Because I told my dad, I said, I think I got PTSD from like the hood and all the shit that I went through. Because I used to have like real bad anxiety, bro, until I was like 22 years old. And that's when I started picking up alcohol.
Yeah, especially when you go out and you start drinking and you stop thinking about.
So I'm used to everything. When I have problems or when I got like something that I don't feel like thinking about, I go out and I drink a lot. You feel me? I go to the bottle and shit like that. So I've been doing it for so long that I noticed that was just like me and all my homies. Whenever we don't feel like talking about this right now, we'll just get drunk and shit like that. And it take our mind off of it and shit too. So when I went cold turkey, bro, my anxiety just came back like crazy. Yeah. And I start thinking about so much shit and then, bro, my like old shit, all type of shit, bro. So I literally for the last like week, I've been, bro, just nigga, finding that like healthy practices to do to get my shit back in check. And I said this, I'm glad that this shit happened because the way that I was living and I was moving wasn't gonna be like, you know what I'm saying?
It was gonna be sustainable for.
Nah. But I'm glad that I mentally get to check myself and go through this shit and learn how to healthily handle my problems and situations and shit like that. And like I told all my homeboys and shit too, I'm like, my nigga, I'm still about to go out like crazy. The only difference is I'm not about to be drinking and I'm taking this shit way more serious and shit. Because I have the personality, or like I don't have to have the liquor.
Or like not drinking like it's a fucking literal game.
He drinks like it's a competition. Or
you
used to.
Yeah, but the thing is that when you use that as a crutch, like I told my peoples, I said, I just noticed that alcohol was probably like the devil for me. You feel me? Yeah. Because the bad decisions that I would make, it'd be over alcohol, all the fucking... whenever I have a problem, I would just drink alcohol and shit, and that shit wasn't healthy. So, and I just found out, like, literally the first time that I went to the hospital, that was like a game changer for me with the energy drinks and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, that was a game changer for me. And I told myself that I was going to change shit up, and I didn't change shit up. So I feel like God gave me a second.
Well, you stopped with the energy drinks, but you didn't stop with the alcohol.
No, I didn't stop with the alcohol. I went even crazy. When I was out with Wiz, bro, I fucking end up passing out in the fucking car, bro. Like, I couldn't even hang for the rest of the day. Mm. I was drinking so crazy.
Y'all started in the daytime?
Well, he hit me up. He was like, you know, he was down a little bit. So I was like, man, I'm trying to cheer him up. I said, man, let's go crazy. So
he was down because it was COVID.
Yeah,
which he doesn't. He said he tested negative as well.
Yeah, he's good now.
But he never even had symptoms, right?
No, he had no symptoms.
Lucky fuck.
Yep. But I was like, let's go. We went to the club, bro. We popped some bottles, nigga, and I'm going crazy. Like, and as I'm near, people keep bringing me shots. So you know, I'm one of the people. You're like, hey, you want to take a shot? Let's go. Boom. Whatever. Like. We left from there. We went to dinner, and then he was like, hey, my homie got something else going on. I'm like, let's go. Nigga, I ended up passing out in the fucking car, bro.
Did you eat at the dinner?
Yeah, I ate, but I was so drunk, bro. I was sleepy as hell, and I was just sitting in the car. I probably slept in the car for like 3 hours, bro.
You're lucky that you were the kind of drunk where you could get that drunk and people like still would want you to come around. Because I feel like if I got that drunk around people, at a certain point, they'd be like, let's not invite Adam.
I mean,
he's kind of fucking the flow up by being that drunk.
I mean, but some people are like sloppy drunk. Mm. Like if I'm comfortable and I'm drinking, then I'll be knocked the fuck out.
You're not like a douchebag?
Nah.
Mm. No, there's some people that just get uncontrollable. That shit don't,
a lot of people get uncontrollable. That shit don't alter my personality. It just increases the shit. I either get too happy or I get too emotional. Relationship wise and stuff like that, I'll be like, yeah, I start getting like weird and shit like that.
Bro, I literally had a full mental breakdown before the episode last week.
Like, I know. Right, I talked to you about this
right
shit
before. Yeah. I came in.
I wasn't there, so I didn't actually even pick up on that vibe. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Describe a mental breakdown for you. I feel like many weeks include at least one.
Yeah, but it was just like, I don't know, bro. I was just like driving. I was driving on the freeway over here and like, you know, I was just like reflecting on like some decisions and shit I've been making lately and just being like, man, like, what am I on? You feel me? And like, my mom was kind of mad at me about some shit. So like, that was like weighing heavy on me because, you know, like, I don't know. That's really the only reason why I'd be like, you know, trying to better myself and shit like that is to like, you know, make her proud and do shit for her. So it's like, if I'm not even doing that, then it's like, I don't know. It was just like, this is weighing on me. You feel me? And
the reality is that we all, to certain extents, need to take our lives more seriously.
For sure. Yeah,
and that's, I think the universe has been kind of telling us that, putting that in our face in a lot of different ways. And like, for me, the big change, honestly, like happened like a couple of years ago when I stopped drinking and doing drugs. I still have a lot of ways that I need to, you know, change, I think. But when I look back at that, like, I remember being in like my mid 20s and I had this like one summer where I was just traveling nonstop. It was like every other week I had to be in a different country. Yeah. And then in between, I'm going out to the bar every night with my friends. We're getting fucked up. I was like, I'm talking to like a million fucking different girls. I'm just juggling all this bullshit. I got a girlfriend, but I'm also fucking so many other girls. It was really bad. Yeah. And I remember kind of like realizing like, dude, like I'm a powerhouse. Like I could fucking just go, I could sleep 2 hours a night, be up the next day, do drugs all fucking day, like smoke weed all day, be out riding bikes, filming, et cetera, go out that night, sleep for 3 hours, be right back at it, et cetera. Yeah. And I was living like that for like, you know, probably 6 months. And then I fucking, at a certain point, I just fucking, my heart started like really pounding dad. I was getting these sort of like mini anxiety attacks, you know? Yeah. And then I had to start just like slowing my life down. I started taking naps. Would you get them when you were out? It was weird. It was more like I would do Xans and shit. And then a day or two later, I would be in the state of mind where I'd be like fucking freaking out, crazy anxiety. And I didn't know what it was, you know? Yeah. I wasn't even making the connection between like, oh, you're getting fucked up on pills and then you're feeling like this a day or two later, whatever. But that's when I really started to like prioritize sleeping more, you know, just because you can get by on 2 hours sleep. Like I could get by on 2 hours sleep right now. It's not going to be the best version of me at all.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
You know, and it just will build up and you will, if you keep living your life in such an unhealthy way, it's just going to creep up on you and you're going to, something bad is going to happen, whether it's a temporary thing or a serious thing. So, because I mean, honestly, with the AD thing, like I fucking really have been thinking like, think about how fucked up that would be if we actually lost you because you were just out having too much fun. You know, considering all the real ass inescapable shit that people you grew up around died from,
and I didn't been through.
Yeah, not even just people.
Bullets, all type of stuff. It's all type of situations and stuff. I just feel like God. I'm just happy that God gave me
like a wake up call.
Gave me, you know what I'm saying? Like, to think that I went to go get a COVID check, bro. Like, if everybody around me wasn't getting COVID and people wasn't telling me, then you feel me? So God was like, I'm going to sit there and tell you that you need to go. And then this is the crazy part about it. My little brother that's in prison was in the hospital a week for the same exact thing.
So it's probably hereditary.
Is hereditary. I found out afterwards that my mom takes the medicine that they gave me. My dad takes it. My uncle takes it.
Fuck no,
so it's on both sides. And it's like, the alcohol intake that I was doing, like I found out that alcohol super dehydrates you and on top of everything else that I was doing, bro.
I made a joke last week where I said, oh, we're talking about like, oh, who we would fight. I go, AD is fighting
heart disease
and alcoholism.
Yep.
What a guess.
You fucking, jinxed
you. You put it on you.
Jinx, ha ha. Yo, that's fucked up.
Jinx, you owe me a heart transplant.
What a tragedy it would be for you to fucking make it out of Compton and all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And then have Wiz Khalifa throw a bottle down your throat that'd be the death of you.
You're living in the lap of luxury. You're friends with Adam 22.
You're friends with Wiz Khalifa.
With Adam 22's friend, Lil House Bone. You're friends with Wiz, and then
Friends with Harmonious Yuri. You started off Tent Talks.
I did start off Tent Talks.
You and Crispy Life Kid, bro.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I think we all got very lucky there. I think the you know, God, what a fucking tragedy that would have been for me to have like brought you into all these people's lives and then like, oh, boom, no, he's gone. You knew him for like a year. Sorry.
But I'm just happy I took like, I took the necessary steps, like my, yeah. Like just the way I eat, I've been eating and stuff too. That's why I'm losing a lot of weight like crazy too. Mm. Is bro, I'm literally like fruits, vegetables, no sugar, no sodium, bro. Just all water, nigga, fish, nigga, and like turmeric shots. And
I know myself and I know that I work well when I feel like I'm in competition with somebody.
Mm. You're gonna have some trouble.
I'm like, all right.
Oh my God, we should do
that. My brain is like, now is the time to actually get serious about this shit because now you're going to be competing against AD in a
way. Wait, we should do like a weight loss challenge, all throw money in, and then whoever loses the most in the fastest time.
See, tried to do that at New Year's. But that also, that encourages unhealthy behavior, which is the part that I would worry about because losing weight, like I could lose 20 pounds this week if I fucking starve myself and don't drink any water and do cardio every day.
Don't drink any water?
Well, I mean, then you're going to have less water in your body. Yeah. Like, you know, boxers can lose fucking 20 pounds before a fight by just dehydrating themselves and shit. It's not, you know, you want to lose a pound a week or you know.
A pound a week?
I mean, that a pound or maybe that's two. That's like healthy. When you're really, like, he's lucky because he's actually working from a base of taking in so many fucking calories from the alcohol that you're going to lose a lot of weight from that.
And
that's
even
why I'm
diet.
Unlucky. I don't have, like, that obvious thing to stop doing besides eating fucking crackers and cake at night.
Yeah. Even the diet that I was doing, bro, I was losing, like, a pound or two a day.
Mm. Well, you were doing, like, the 40 calories a day diet.
No, I'm not gonna give them no promo, but they want to. They're gonna have to pay us. Damn but right. Yeah, the diet. So basically, you would eat, and it's not Herbalife. You would eat five small meals a day, and you eat one healthy meal a day. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Not Herbalife.
Each one of the five meals are 100 calories a piece.
Yeah. Okay,
but I was still doing that, and on the weekends I was like drinking. Yeah. Like 2-3 times a week. So
and you're eating calamari and mac and cheese
and
all the
fucking
good
lobster.
Shit.
No, but my fucking auntie, she's a fucking nurse.
With the garlic butter.
I found out that the diet on top of my alcohol raised my blood pressure too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a lot of soy protein on top of that. And
that makes sense.
She was like, you really just put your body into shock. You weren't like, you're losing weight, but you weren't losing weight healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like now, like, the last week, I probably lost like 6 pounds just eating right and drinking water. I'm like, what the fuck? Then I went to the fucking gym today. I went to the gym yesterday. I'm like, bro, like I can do this shit. It's like, it's not even as hard because when you have a health scare, that's a whole different ball.
Yeah. Right, because my girl was saying like, do you think AD will actually stop drinking? I'm like, well, if there's anything that's going to make a motherfucker stop drinking, it's definitely the doctor telling you, you need to do this or you're going to die.
Nigga, I got kids, bro. Like, I was like, but that was a big wake up call for me because my grandma, it's crazy too. Rest in peace. My grandma used to hate it. Like, she's telling me all the time. Yeah, I wasn't even bad like that yet, but all her family members died from, like, cirrhosis of the liver.
Mm.
You feel me? I don't know if they had, like, moonshine or something like that back then. Shit. It wasn't the same shit that we drinking, but.
You should start making moonshine on the side.
Nah. I'm cool, though. Like, and I'm not saying that I'm going to quit all the way forever, but at least for the next 6 or 7 months, I'm going to get myself together, and then occasionally I have a drink or two because I'm like, I'm not gonna let nothing control me. Like,
and just
I don't like
it
that much.
It. Like, just you know, if you're gonna do that, they have a at home blood pressure type test.
I got that now too.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
That's how I knew my shit went down like 30 points.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, I was happy though. I was like, this is something that I needed to transition to my life, and now I'm getting into movies and other TV shows and shit like that. Tired of being fucking fat.
You on Monday, and I was like, whoa, like you just gave off such a different, like not even just the fact that you lost weight, but like your skin just looked better. Like you just looked way healthier.
Bro, no lick. And it's crazy because I went sober for 5 months before, bro, and my skin was clear, bro. My fucking, like my thinking was more clear, bro. It was just like,
yeah.
It's just like the clubs and stuff. It's cool when you go to the clubs and you don't want to be the one that's not like fucked up because it just irritates you and you don't want to go.
Because everybody's drunk and annoying.
Yeah, you don't want to be no buzzkill or nothing like that. But it's like You know, everybody tells me all the time, nigga, your personality is already good. You don't need to have liquor to enhance you. And it's crazy, too, that most of my homeboys, bro, so many people I'm close to said, hey, I'll stop, too. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Because it was the other way around. I ain't about to stop.
Because when I was picturing myself going to the club with you, I was thinking, like, oh, my God, he's going to be getting drunk as fuck. It's going to be a fucking battle for me to, like, limit myself to, like, a couple drinks throughout the course of the night.
I've been here and been more drunk than I've been at the clubs before.
I took a couple shots with a little Scrappy. Plenty.
With Little Scrappy?
Little Scrappy was in here. We took a couple shots.
Like, okay, KKK.
Well, yeah. Was that Lil Jon? I don't know. Okay, guys. So hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app. Or you can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.